Parshas, this is more chizuk. If I bring together, you know, Ram Chavei, right? So this year it hit me a gavaldik of pshat ulai in a mayim chazal. It's born this week's parsha, which is taga pel de gazach with all the hezberim that I came up with. Maybe a new mahal. I don't know. Maybe it's an old. Maybe other people say it, but this is the mahal that I wanted to say. I didn't see other mistama people heard other mahal, but this is the mahal that I came up with. If you know parsha chayisora, Eliezer Eved Avram goes out to find Isha for his master's son. So Chazal, the Psukim, are very elaborate. Going to Barichus Gedoyla. It's just even after all the Pshatim, Barichus Gedoyla V'Asuma on. It's mamash, a long, long parsha. Eliezer, with all the things that he says, back and forth, and he repeats it again. To, you know, the whole story he repeats again after he davens for the, you know, the chel. He repeats it again. So the shaila is, so what's the inyan is there? So Rashi brings Chazal. Omer Rabbi Acha, a perek chav dam pasuk mem beis. Omer Rabbi Acha, yofos yichosn shel avdi avos mitoyroson shel bonim. Shari parash shel yezek kufula b'toyra. V'har be gufei toyra shel nidra ela b'remiza. V'har be gufei toyra shel nidra ela b'remiza. Acharei that Yofes Sichos and Shall Avdi Ovis Yosimit Rosh Shabonim is Taka Pella the Gazal. Why is it that way? The Sicha from Avdi Ovis Mamish Ariel Mamish Dine Torah, which is more in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Some things are Kesiron Mamish. The Torah gives the smallest remez for it, and we learn out 100 Allah just from a remez, but it's not Mefurish. We have to learn it out in Diyukim, even Hilchos Shabbos. A guy gets Kore, his mind with Shabbos. You learn it out from a Hesmichas, a Parashias, what's in the Mishkan. The Torah is right Mefurish. And here, Zichos and Shal Avdi Ovois, is Arichas Gedoyla. So about the one thing we obviously could say, that this Sichos and Avdi Ovois speaks about the of Midas. The Midas, and we know of Chesed, how much he discussed the Chivas of Chesed for Hainan his Tefillah, and Hainan when he was telling them over what he was looking for. So we could say that if again, you know, the Torah is Kulei Chesed, obviously the Tachos is Chesed, and the Tachos is Midas, as Ovi the Goin says in Evan Shloimai, that the Chivas of a person is his Midas. If a person has Midas Toivas, is that's the avoid of a person. If he doesn't work on his midas, is lama lechayim. There's no, he has no purpose of life. Right? We said a makor for this week's parasha. That Rivka says, "Katz di bechaya, maybe no ischeit." She comes to, as Pash told us, Bemis. Right? Rivka says, "Katz di bechaya, maybe no ischeit." Katz di bechaya. What that means? My life is not worth anything. Maybe no ischeit. What's the pshat? So what's Bnei's? Bnei's Ches is Knan. Knan, the Drosh Charan says that the Chesaron of Knan was Midas. That was the Chesaron of Knan. That's why Avram made a Neshvua. He doesn't want you to go to Bnei's Knan. The Chesaron of Midas. Is when Rivka said, Katz ibn Abnei Chayecha, she was saying that I have no purpose, I have no life. Meaning if Yahweh was going to marry a daughter from Ches, who was Chesaron of Midas, then Katz ibn have no life. Because this is the Makor Nema for the going. That the tachlis of a person is avilus amidus. Vim lav lam lochay. There's no tachlis. There's a mechasern amidus. Felt amidus. It's katz de bechaya. It's called gevaldik makor for the going. Nevin shloim. That could be the posh pshat yofes yichos. But I thought of another pshat. Maybe this year another pshat yofes yichos to Torah Shabbat. Shaz I say. First of all, we have to teach the sicha. Sicha, the Goyin says, the Siddur HaGro brings from the Goyin. We say Avas Oilom. Avas Oilom at night. Avas Oilom, Rosh Balovas, with tremendous, everlasting love. Okay, Hashem loves us with everlasting love. Tremendous love. And as the Goyen says, he could have given us anything. Hey, Hashem is the Almighty, all powerful, and he loves us with a tremendous amount of love. So somebody have those two things kind of together. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us with, there's no end to his love. And he's the one my power to get. And yet, chukum mishpatim yosan limarato. So, Kodesh Baruch, that's the biggest raya that turns the most precious, most valuable zach in the world. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the Almighty, all powerful, and he loves us with the tremendous love. And yet, so what did he give us? After he could have given us Kesa, Bazaar, Mercedes. Chukum mishpatim. He gave us chukum mishpatim. Therefore, once a person knows that, Dr. Goyin, the Sidra Agra, if you understand that, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, there's no end to the love. Love is not limited in any way. Tremendous love. And he gave us, that Almighty God gave us the Torah, so a person has that two things together. That means every part of my life, Nasiyah Bukhukecha. Zok the Goyin and Siddha, Nasiyah Miloshin Sikha. Sikha is Kamana automatic. Sikha is a Loshin automatic. Sikha is something that comes, it comes automatic. It comes without even thought. It comes natural. That's the Pshat Mo'ahafti Sorasecha, Kol Hayom Yisichasi. You love Torah so much, it's your Sikha. Sikha means it comes automatic, without even thought. It comes just Mimela. A person is so in love with Torah. So even if he doesn't think about to talk about Torah comes out of his mouth. That's just sichas. More half is a second of sichas. Six is sichas. The office sichas and shav the others. I want to say Tasha say. The MS of boys say Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave over every mitzvah of the Torah to teach a person how to live. The tzivuim of the Torah of how to teach a person how to live, but they're a tzivuim. But Yafes Sichas is not the others. I want to touch and say, when we go through, we see Ezer Eved Avram, his sicha, how his sicha was. That was so, it was so. It was so absorbed into Eliezer, all the midas toivas. All the Torah of Avram, all his Mahalach HaChaim, it became so absorbed into Eliezer that his natural Sicha was about Chesed, about Kodesh Baruch Hu being the one that's Madrid, about Ashkoch HaPrada, about Amunah. It's not when you need to say Rabbi Zazay, when you want to give something over to a child, there's two ways you can give it over. You can command them to do it, and that will have some effect. There's a much bigger way. That if you are a model, if you are you're so absorbed and so emes with the Mahalach HaChaim that your whole Mahalach HaChaim is in that derech, and he sees a model of how he's supposed to act, that has a much bigger impression. Rather the tzivah, the Torah that you give over to him, the Torah that you give over to has an effect, but it's a much bigger effect if he sees that you're absorbed with it. He sees how you act. He sees your mahalach, and that's famous. The Pshat Chazal say, "Godol shimushoy yoyse milimuda." How could shimush be better than lima? You learn Torah with shimush because shimush, you see it's that you see the practical application. But naturally, when a person has limud, the limud, okay, there's the limud, there's the chomer, there's the Torah, and you learn it and you absorb it. But till you absorb it, it remains knowledge. It remains knowledge. But when a person sees shimush talmid chacham, you see the talmid chacham that his whole machus, every act that he does is a Torah. You see the Torah coming up. It's a labor that can save the Torah. It has much bigger impression on a person because he sees it. It's a natural thing. It's not something that's just commanded on a person that he has to do. He sees it becomes natural to a person. That if we see the avdei avos, we see the evid of the avos, how they're so ingrained and so absorbed with the Torah of Avraham, that it became natural, it just became sicha, that has much more of an effect on a person. When you see how he has a talk, that has much more of an impression on how we should act than the command itself, because the command itself is, tells us what to do. But we see that Eliezer was so absorbed with it, and so became part of Sonu, his second nature, became part of his mahuz. So we see that at the Zoivi, the Shimish Tamid Chaman, that makes a much bigger roishim on a person. That's a yafa sikhasa. It has a much bigger impression when we just tell us what to do, whereas you see that this became absorbed in the Avdi Ovis. So you say, oh, we see from the Ovis itself, but the Avdi was a bigger raya, because the Avdi Ovis is klisheni. And if you see the klisheni is so absorbed with the mahalach of Avram, of Chesed, of Ashkocha Pratis, of doing Ratzon Hashem, because it's yafa sikhasa. I held some really good shah, no? But when you see Mamish Eliezer coming to the forefront and totally, his mahalach was totally the mahalach of Avram in every aspect, in the chesed, in Amunah, in Ratzon Hashem, doing Ratzon Hashem, there's an unbelievable word from the Rabbi Yamin, Rabbi Yamin Diskin, Meral Diskin's father, I think. So he said, it was his father's brother. He said, unbelievable shot. It says that Eliezer, you know what happened? He had an unbelievable shot. It says that Bisuel was the father of Rivka. But Mai said, at the end of the, in the middle of the parasha, when they were about to leave, we don't hear from Bisuel too much. You know why? Because it says the Malach came and switched the dishes. They wanted to poison Eliezer. They wanted to poison him because I guess he had a lot of money. And they would have poisoned him and knocked him off, taken the money. That's one of the pshatim shalavon bikesh lakas akol. We say in the thing that Lavan wanted to, in the Haggadah, Lavan bikesh lakas akol. He wanted to get rid of everything. How do you want to get rid of everything? It's one of the pshatim. It's a Jewish pshat. What Rashi says that Eliezer went to Mekadesh a woman, but Lamai to Yitzchak. Now, if he did a shlichus, shlichus on the kabbalah, he did a shlichus, so he was married to her. But Lamaisa, if they would have knocked him off, we wouldn't have known who he should marry to. And it wouldn't be revealed. Mela, he beat his lakos that Yitzchak could have never got married. I mean, it was before Mount Tori could have married. It's not possible. But since he knocked him off, and Mela, he wouldn't know who he's married to, because that was, they were poisoning him. He wouldn't know he's married. She's married. And Mela can't marry somebody else. That's a Jewish shot. But Rabbi Yonah, the analysis is an unbelievable shot. He says that, so what happened? The Amish, they put the food in front of him. But somebody switched the plate. But what happened? So the Rabbi Yomi, it's unbelievable how he was so shy to do mitzvah. It says that they came, they put the food in front of him. He says, I can't speak, I can't eat, ad im kilu es devarai, until I say my words. He said, because since it was a mitzvah, Abraham was mitzvah, they had to go through the shlichas. The halacha is, now that he performed mitzvah. So he wanted to be kind of halacha, I'm not eating for a mitzvah. He says, I'm not eating yet until ad kilu es devarai. So that was the opportunity they could switch the place, because he wanted to be kind of the mitzvah, and the halacha is not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. So Mele, he said, I'm not eating anything. If he would have ate, Lamai said, okay, it could be the mouth, but he would have ate. But since he said, I'm not doing, in the meantime, they were concentrating on what he was saying. And the mouth had a chance to switch the plates. But why did it come out? It came out because he was mocked on this mitzvah. I'm not. So you see how much he was absorbed, the key mitzvah. There was a key mitzvah now to the time of Divrei Avraham. The Mele. You may love Rabbi Yisai. That's the Yisoyda, Rabbi Yisai. The Yisoyda. How much Eliezer, Yofa Sichas, that's the Sicha. The plain talk of Avdi Ovis shows how much the Ovis were so absorbed the mitzvahs that had this Hashpa on the cliche of the Avdi Ovis, that their Sicha was a Sicha of Torah, a Sicha of Amunah, a Sicha of Chesed. And that has such an impression upon us. You see how far the Koyach went. That the Ovis was so naturally inspired, naturally absorbed. absorbed with Torah and Ratzon Hashem, that it gave over to the La'avdei Ovis this natural mahalach. And Rabbi, you always speak about that this is the parsha of even the beginning of the parsha, that a person who it's natural by Torah midas toivis, it becomes absorbed into his blood. Rabbi, so his whole mahus is so holach yelech is all about chesed. And where's the nafkamina? You can have a guy that does chesed. You have a guy, a person that's a baal chesed. You have a guy who he can do me. He has me. He can be a baal midas toivis. He can act it out or even try to. But it's not absorbing his blood. But where comes the nafkamina? Where comes the discerning of it, the bechina of it, the afkhan of it? It comes in a desperate situation, a very, very delicate, tense situation. Because if a person's be'etzim, a baal midas, so even if he's in a tense situation, if he's mamish torun, he's going crazy, but since it's so natural, that's how he acts, so he's going to come along naturally as a good person either way. But if the pshat is that it's not an act, but it's something that he had to put on, it's not natural to a person, it's not his natural tendency to come absorbed into his home mahus, it's not his essence, so when it comes to a tricky situation, a difficult situation, you lose it. And that we know everybody. A guy could be a bemis, he never gets angry. Mamish, everybody talks about the Rosh Hashiva got up at his bar. If anybody is not a kaiser, if you want to know how to look at a guy who never gets angry, look at Yisachar Belchbaum over here. Such a fine boy that if you even flip on his cheek. What a chashiva ben Balmidas. He never gets angry. So the father-in-law is there, and on the other side of the mechitza, she's beaming, her face to her, biggest smile. She hears about the guy. 2 weeks into the marriage, three in the morning, her cousin calls from America. He's sleeping away, he's getting ready for Koila the next day, starting his first day in Koila, and she gets a call from her Aunt Tilly in America that she's a very, very important telephone, 3 in the morning, from Aunt Tilly, how the bobby pins are on the way. The bobby pins, you've got a bobby pin, the bobby pins are on the way with the Skippy peanut butter, and it's chunky. 3 in the morning. So he like turns over, it's like sort of an emergency, you know, the Skippy peanut butter emergency, turns over, he says, what is, oh, it's Aunt Tilly, Skippy peanut butter! And then she's thinking back to the yeshiva. The clip on his cheek. You saw that clip on his cheek. The Baal Kaiser! He's not a Kaiser! Never, ever! We never saw that. Yeah, like the stipend says, Kol's man. He never got one time upset at the Shtender. Even the Shtender fell back on him. Never. But the human Shtender can you deal with, but the wife, 3 in the morning with the Skippy peanut butter, he blew a rage. The Eresh Tamol, first time since the Shvash Shiva's clit, maple on the chin. And now she really discovered what the Pshara was. He's a Gevaldig about it, but when it comes to difficult, a tense situation, what's Erev Shabbos? Next time, okay. The Skippy, I can understand, the Skippy got him upset at 3 in the morning. Bobby pins, I hear. Okay, it's Erev Shabbos, they have to go out to him, they're on the way, it's Erev Shabbos, an hour for Shkia, he's all ready with his tie, Giorgio Armani tie, he has it all spiffed up with his suit, boss, you know, has already. She's busy with the makeup, another 10 minutes, okay, we have to catch the cab, it's leaving soon, very calmly. Knitchel from the Reshiva very calmly says it, very nice. He says, wow, what a beautiful husband. It's getting before the Shkia. It's over Shkia! The whole neighborhood hears, Ramesh down the block, they heard about the Shkia. Now, after 2 minutes, everything was fine and dandy till it's getting a little closer to tense time, crunch time as they call it. They call it the crunch time. And oh boy, did he give a crunch. He almost crunched the Skippy tuna butter in the thing. Ramesh, the chandeliers almost came off. Ramesh before with this Kavaldika Bromidis Toivis. He never gets angry. So far he's 2 for 2. And what's the answer? But it's like, the situation is tense. So if it's ingrained within Midas, even in tense situation, difficult situation, that's his nature. But if not, and that's the beginning of the Pasha, Barsi. Avram, that's the beginning of the Pasha, the Soyan. Avram, his wife just was Nifta. Not only his wife, his Rebbe. She was Golem Imenah B'Devuah. and he had a hamim that Chas V'Shalom was all because of the Akedah. He's coming back all broken, sebrachin, and he has to deal with this guy Ephraim Hachiti, who happens to be a meshugana off the mamash, the biggest lion. She says, "Yeah, arba mil shekel, just $1 million in cash, in 20s, in a black suitcase. That's all. You just said before, man, that you'll take free, give it away. Just $1 million between me and you." Guy's mamash meshugana. He has to deal with this guy. You think, and I'm from such tension, boy. Say, he has to get sort of buried. He has such, he has maybe guilt feelings. Say he didn't, but he had guilt. Could have guilt feelings. The thing. He's all tense and everything. Vayishtachu b'fnei Am Haaretz. Vayishtachu Avram. Everything calm. We would need this with Derech Eretz. He's not going to take an extra penny. Call Kula because Avram was mahus. Was mahus. And we find later in this week's parasha also. Somebody that they say Chazal say that Rabbi Shmuel, one of the Tanoim said that Esav, if Esav would come, halavai, I would be zuchah to become the kibud of Esav, the kibud of Esav. And yet we see in this week's parasha, Yaakov says, call Yaakov, it's his voice. Why? Yeah, he talks pleasantry. He called, he pleased Papa. You know, when Yaakov came to get the brothers, he talked very calmly. And Yaakov was in a matzav. Chazal say, two malachim were taking him in, and there was a big puddle of Yisrael, tremendous puddle there, and it wasn't raining either. It came from the body of Yaakov, a big puddle on the way in. What happened? He was urinating. He was so nervous to go in and take the brother, and yet he talked with such pleasantry when he came in, that when Esav came in, he said, "Oh, it doesn't sound like it doesn't." When Yaakov came in and said, "Please get up, come eat," he said, "Oh, one second, I have to check out this voice. Very strange, what's going on over here." Yaakov's under the most tense situation. If he catches him, who knows? He was worried he'd lose his whole olam haba, everything, and he's shaking away puddles, big puddles around. Get the diapers, duddles around, walking in there shaking like a leaf. Such talk such derech tachnunu. Esav comes in and, "Get up, old man. I don't say, where's the kibud of? Get up, old man." "Oh, now that sounds more like Esav." I said, "Where's the Esav kibud of aim?" So I want to touch. Could be that Esav had a rough, but it could be that Esav kibud of aim was all good until he was on that tense situation. He had to get the brachas quickly. He knew that Yaakov was, he was running in. "Get up, old man. We got to get the brachas." Teretz Yisrael, in the tense situation, the real meters come out. And that was the shot between Yaakov and Esav, the chil of Ram. Just one mice and we'll end with that. The famous unbelievable mice of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There was a guy, Rav Shlomo Zalman, was walking near a hospital. I think it was either Shari Tzedek Hospital, if possible Shari Tzedek. He was walking back on Shabbos, and an Avrek runs over to him and says, "Rebbe, I just had a baby. My wife gave birth to a baby boy." And Shlomo Zalman with the biggest smile, "Mazel tov, wow, that's the most exciting news. Unbelievable." Later on, the guy went back and he realized that Shlomo Zalman doesn't really hang out in the hospital on Shabbos. Now he was just coming back, his Rebbetzin had been nifted a few minutes earlier. And the guy couldn't believe it. Weeks later, he realized that Shlomo Zalman just came, he just had heard the news. And this Avrich, he said, he couldn't believe it. It was like he got the biggest Shalom Aleinu. Can you imagine, Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu? What's the Pshat? If it's part of your essence, so it doesn't matter what the situation is. There's the Nafkamina and the Bahus. You get the biggest Knepel on both cheeks in the Yeshiva. But the mice, that's all when he's fighting. He never had a the guy's a masman, awesome. He never once got angry. Of course, what's he going to get angry at? The shtender? Who's he going to get angry at? The bench? The table? What's he going to get angry at? The Gemara? Oh man, the Gemara's not behaving today. But he has another person. It's a tense situation. It's Erev Shabbos. Turn with the meters come out. That's Yofa Sichoson, the Edel kind. It's Mahus. It's so in the Mahus of Avram that it comes out to the Avos. That's the Yofa Sichoson. See how far it goes. See the impression it makes, even to the Avdi Avos, that Sicha, that natural Sicha, is all about Torah, Emuna, Edel kind, Chesed. That's the biggest lesson for us. We learn so much from that. We somehow how natural it is, how imbued it is, how ingrained it is. And that's the lesson we have to work on, Rabbi. Say, not to just be a midas ikka. The goin says that's the ikka avoida. It means that you have to become a mamish a midas. You have to become part of your essence. And no matter what the situation is, no how tense or how happy, whatever the situation is, I keep my mahalich. It remains with me. It remains ingrained in me, and it comes out naturally in every aspect of my sicha and my mahalich. That no matter how bad the situation, how tense I am, there's always the derech eretz. There's the chesed. There's the amuna. Should be zeruchot to learn for the yofes sichos of the avos. Be zeruchot to become be emes of bali midas toives ali chesed. Zeruchot to give a nachas ruach to the bari oilim.
Comes home and everything's around, like a lot of noise, and he's trying to eat and get tired. And then somebody's wife snaps back. Now he had a hard day. He had a hard time with chavrusa today. He's going to eat some lunch. He's nervous. He snaps back. So Pshat is, he's not a behemoth. He's not a Pshat. He can act, but it's not in his essence. You have to learn from your work. It's avoid after avoid, musa, cheshvan nefesh, learning more also from the Torah. You have sichotas to learn, see in action, to be around people that are
get shemusha
of people that the talk of true emes about leaders about or work on themselves. That was oivet. That's how the oivet. It's oivet. It really works on being granted. You know, a guy could be courteous and nice. But the chinner is in a difficult situation. Then comes it is part of the essence. Is that the nature? The nature when a person is challenged, when you press that panic, that button, then the nature comes out. Like Tosafot once said, that if a guy has a son who hates mamish, he can't stand the son, and he's a Talmud who he loves. Now she loves to come cool. In the middle of the night, fire breaks out. Who's going to run to save? His first thing, but he could be happy to think right away. His son. Why? Because it's innate, it's natural feeling of the father. We have natural distinct leaders that we already became second nature by us, or we have sometimes like the first one says it's given over from family, parents, and this and that. And to worry, that's why people say, they say it's hard. They say it's hard. They say it's hard to learn. It's hard to learn the whole shot. That to change meters. You say from Shlomo Saladin, it's harder to learn the whole shot.
Change one meter.
And to change one meter. It's easier to easy. It's easier to learn the whole shot than to change one meter. Especially now you have the art skills of the shot. But the Bible says it's easier to learn the whole shot than to change one meter. Right? That was even before the art skills. Imagine that. But the Bible says, what's the shot?
I'm doing your nature.
The shot is not natural. You can learn shots. It's going to shine. It's a hard thing. So you can do it. What do you mean? I see a lot of people that are nice people now. Man, it's not. We're talking about the essence to become. To really work on the meter, actually acquainted, mamish, you know, anasoy. Acquainted the meters of chesed, turn the meters of sablonis. You don't get angry, you know, you mamish. The meter of sablonis. You want to be patient and calm, not get upset. How much deep inside that's going around, because you say, okay, I'll be paying about that, but you get your wife back the next time, what you call it, I'm not thinking, what is it, because you got angry at that time. Is it MS got the anger? It's just, it's needless, it's guy. That's why we have wives for Rabbi Yisrael. The greatest gift in the world. Tikkun Amidus. Tikkun Amidus. That's that one of the shots I want to say. It's called Troy Bluth, Troy Bluth, Troy Bluth. Because as I'll say, in order to, the person has Gaiva or Kaas, won't be this Royce, Torah is not Shurichel. So you need the wife to help you become a Nele, you become a Bali. Otherwise, not. The person is called Koyes, the one in Sakh and Sakh and Sakh. Koyes, Shurichel Tamud, or Komiskor, Shurichel Tamud. You can't be, you can't have Torah without me this Royce. You have a wife. She helps you not to be a kaisen, or else you're not going to get supper. And she helps you not to be a gal gaiva, because you pick up your socks, or the gaiva is gone. When she makes you pick up those socks, all the gaiva is gone. Or change the diaper, you know. So you become a humble person. You become a humble person. Tell you the truth. So guys, all upset. You know, my wife makes me do all these, you know, all these negative, all these lowly jobs. You know, this, take out the garbage, this, that. Just thank you. Ah, Baruch Hashem, but guys, you know, what did I have to get married for? All this good thing, busy with that. Every time she's telling me what to do. You know, I want to, you know, I'm a person also. I want to raise my esteem. That's what he's telling me. Put, you know, make sure, hey, what are you eating like that? Eat slow, fast, this, that. Ah, thank you, dear. Thank you. Now I'm going to be able to stand the choice tomorrow. Because of you, because of you putting me down, putting me in my place, now I can understand. Till now, I would never have run it. I have this ego, big ego. Kenish Kashtain Shum Ksois with this ego. Wife, she takes out the air, balloon goes down to a little piece of balloon. Ah! Ksois! Now if I stay in the Bjet Sugi, I will keep Eger. You have to go home and thank your wife. Unbelievable.